By early Monday morning, Svetlana had already dispatched a forged email to Paolo's family explaining his untimely disappearance as a result of a midlife crisis. "This should buy us some time until we figure out what to do with him," she had said, while describing the message to Waylon and her father. Following the usual discussion-free breakfast, the trio left the house and took a walk through the pine-studded forest surrounding the estate. While they roamed, Sasha toyed with a thin fallen branch, rhythmically slapping it against the palm of his hand.
"This morning, I will begin to reassemble my team.
How will we determine where the leader is and where he might be?"
Waylon asked.
"I was busy while you both slept. I have requested information from several of my most trusted assets."
"How many members of the old team will be needed?"
"It will depend upon our destination and the anticipated number of opponents."
"Would you care to guess where we might be going?"
"There are no guesses in this business, but if you insist, probably somewhere in the Middle East. I expect to have some answers by later today. We can then begin to structure a plan."
When they returned to the house, Waylon excused himself, feigning fatigue, and slowly walked back to his suite. Closing the door, he sat on the edge of the bed and contemplated the dangerous decision that had just been made. "All those bullets flying around me the last time I crossed swords with the AIF," he said to himself, "and me getting shot in the butt. Well, it could have been a lot worse. Yeah, I'm lucky to be alive, and now we're going to do it again? Well, I really have no choice, do I? If I can't clear the McCain name, my future is lost."